KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM, live and local, presents the On Air Chat. And now, here are your hosts, Aaron Harder and Ron Thomas.
Beautiful Wednesday morning to all. Welcome to the On Air Chat. We are brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction for commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more. Call Bruce Davis Construction, 620-342-5001. Good morning, Ron Thomas.
Morning, Aaron. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Yourself?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
Good. Everything's going well?
Everything's going great, although it was a mite chilly this morning when I came in with a wind chill of 14.
Yesterday was chillier than today.
Well, there's more wind yesterday, so I can see how you could feel that way.
It's pretty nice right now, though.
Little blast of winter before we get some spring back by this weekend.
Well, we had a really nice springy / early summer, early March, so we were still due for a few more winter days.
The warmest February in the history of our city. So, yeah, coming off that, it does feel colder now, that's for sure.
We got a big announcement for today.
Big doings at ValuNet Fiber, that is for sure. A lot to talk about, a lot to get to, and we want to first encourage people not to panic. This is a good thing coming from ValuNet Fiber, but a lot of information to pass along and share, and we're happy to do that here.
Yeah, TV has been evolving quite a bit over the last 10 years. And ValuNet's going to evolve it one more time. Let's welcome in Brad Stewart. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, guys.
How are you, buddy?
We're doing good. We're excited.
Good.
Can we have you pull that mic just a little bit closer to you? I appreciate that.
That better?
Okay. You're perfect now.
Awesome. And you brought your cohort, Jalinda Watts. Good morning, Jalinda.
Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, Ron.
Jalinda, thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
We appreciate you guys letting us come on.
Well, we've got a lot of information to share here.
We do.
And I think people may have know a little bit about this, but maybe not all the specifics about what is happening. The way that you receive your ValuNet Fiber TV will be changing in the near future. Brad, overall, kind of broad stroke this, what's going to be happening?
Well, we're pretty excited. You know, we've talked about evolution, evolving the TV. It used to be you just got an antenna, and then for years you had cable. And now everything is going towards an application on smartphones, devices, smart TVs. We've just evolved. We're evolving with it. We have a new application through our parent company, Sparklight. It's called the Sparklight app. And everybody's going to move through to our boxes, and they're going to view their TV experience through that box and through that application.
So basically all this changing is your delivery, basically, to the consumer, how it's delivered?
Correct. Okay. That's the main thing. People hear change, they kind of freak out a little bit. Really, in very oversimplified terms, the way we're bringing the TV to you is going to change a little bit. You're going to get the great service that we have always offered. You're going to get the same TV product. The TV channels will stay the same. We'll get a new remote, a new guide. But what we're really excited about is the new features that we're able to provide our customers with this application. For instance, we're on more of an on-demand society now. We want to watch something when we want to watch it. Well, now you can do that. You can search your content by TV shows, movies, and watch it at your convenience. So if you're you want to watch one of the, you know, what genre you guys like, comedy, you know, Friends, okay. You want to watch Friends, you type in Friends, search it. It'll tell you one, when it's on, and two episodes to watch. You can start watching at your convenience.
So, still easy to sign up for like pay-per-view services, like Netflix, things like that. I mean, pretty easy to do.
That is a third party. They don't sign up through Netflix through us. That would be a third party vendor. But yes, if you're currently streaming now,
yes,
through whether it be Netflix, Hulu, HBO Max, Paramount, you're still able to do that as you wish to do that as you're doing it now, or with these boxes. We can go into this here in a little bit, but we can offer a chance to do that simplify that through your to navigate those applications.
So this won't, if you're on those services now, that won't change? Nothing we have to do?
Nothing that you're doing now currently besides ValuNet. If you're doing Netflix, anything like that, that does not have to change, no. But we are going to give you some options to make life easier for you to navigate through Paramount, Netflix, Hulu, those applications. We can show you how to do that, and all through this box that we have to offer.
So this app/box. So there's no rewiring from the pole to the house, nothing like that has
None
to be
that
redone.
Changes. I joke around it. This is too simplistic, but we literally are unplugging one box and plugging in another, and then setting it up. And
a little easier for the techs.
Yes,
huh?
It is. Yeah. And in some situations or circumstances, we have rolled out an access point that is used in conjunction with the set-top box. So a lot of our folks out there have two boxes sitting side by side. With this new functionality, we're able to remove one of those boxes.
Okay.
And remove it entirely. So it just looks nicer for those of us that, you know, when you're dusting and it's one less box, you got to dust around. So
well, you brought one in, and
I did. And the really, it's
I have the old box.
Yes.
just for the internet. And it is a 2.5 size. I mean, that thing's a coaster, basically. Is
basically,
all that is.
It is a coaster.
Is
exactly.
The size of a coaster, and it would fit way better on my non-existent TV stand that's hanging against the wall.
It's interesting. We do get we have received calls of the brightness of the lights on our old boxes. It's very sometimes a little intrusive, a little too much. So
for this when is, Brad and I get kicked to the couch.
Yes, that's exactly right.
So what about you know, the box we have that brings the signal? Your Wi-Fi box, that going to stay the same? I mean, that we use currently.
Possibly.
Okay.
Depending on the age of the box, we are upgrading all of our equipment. If you have an older router in your home that we provide, it will be upgraded at that time. If you're excuse me, if you're on our current latest model routers, changes there shouldn't be needed. If they do, if they are needed, then we will obviously update those as well.
And those are things that we're going to look at when Brad and Jordan are talking with you. They're going to look to see, do you have your own router or are you using one of ValuNet's routers? If you are using one of your own routers, we're going to ask you, you know, how old is it?
Okay.
When was the last time it was updated or upgraded, the firmware? A lot of people don't realize that, you know, they need to do that every so often. So we'll have those conversations, and then our technicians, when they come out on site, they're actually going to do a Wi-Fi analysis of the home to make sure that the reach of the router, if it's ours or if it's a customer-owned router, is it reaching to that back bedroom where somebody wants to be able to watch this app. So we'll take care of all of that at the time of arrival.
That's probably the key in the whole thing is your customer service is staying the same. So you tried to oversimplify it to we're going to come and unplug your old and plug in a new smaller box, but you're doing way more than that because the technician's not leaving that house until you're satisfied.
Correct. And that's been the key to ValuNet since day one is our service. And our frontline people, Mackenzie and Lisa, are right there answering most of those phone calls. Jordan, everybody knows Jordan.
Everybody knows Jordan.
He's the key that makes everything go in that deal. He's right there. I'm there part of the time. We've got our customer service manager and Jalinda in the back, and then our technicians. I put them up against anybody because we had our company meeting this morning, and I've had this in my house for about 45 days. We've been rolling this out for a couple weeks now, and the feedback we've been getting from our customers and our technicians has been fantastic. Everybody's excited about it. They're excited, and we're talking about it doesn't take that long for the equipment to change over, but our customer education, our technicians are ready to spend as much time as we need to. And we've been talking about different things. If we need to hold seminars or customer experiences out at our location, we're looking into that. Our customer service is not going to change. That's the bottom line. I don't care what it says on our shirt or our sign. Our customer service, as long as our core group is there, it's not changing.
Yeah, local customer service. You've been hanging your hat on that for forever.
Yep.
And something that you certainly have provided. Now, as far as the channels go, options will be available. I mean, are there different packages? How will that work?
That doesn't change. That's not changed. We have three TV packages, depending on how many channels you want. Now, the channel numbers may change with the conversion over to the box.
But one thing I do want to I do want to point out, I remember when my channels changed, and it's very annoying. You know, ESPN is channel 60. You just that. Bravo TV is 188.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know that one. I did know 60.
Rick Tidwell used to walk into his office, and it would be changed automatically because I had the ability to do that.
There you go.
We had some fun with that. But the point I want to make is with this channel lineup, Sparklight did a lot of thinking and thought through the channel lineup, and they have put it so that it's categorized in genres. So WeTV, women's TV, it's all within the same channel range. So I think that there's a lot. Yes, you're going to have to learn new channels, but then you're gonna get it, and it
learn
will
one
make
sports s- channel, and you'll find the
and
rest.
You're going to find
exactly.
the rest of it. It just makes
a
lot of
sense.
And we've
got new TV guides for that as So you'll have a new guide, so you may have to look and see, okay, Hallmark's 188, so you have to go to 188 instead of 142 or whatever it was before.
Well, if you make Hallmark the number of the old Bravo, I think Jalinda will be
just
fine.
Happy. That's right.
Yeah.
Actually, it's TBS on the new system, just so you know. I do love my friends in the morning.
Well, you've got to make sure that you got that Hallmark locked in, because I think their Christmas shows start
they're
next
starting
week.
They're starting anytime.
They do.
Yeah,
they do.
Christmas begins next week.
Christy Miller, I can assure you, knows exactly when they start.
Well, that is good. And so... the options then for the TV channels, that basically you'll get what we're offered right now? So
Correct. You can upgrade at any time our channel lineup. You can downgrade our channel lineup. Mm-hmm. We have our locals. We have our economy package now.
Okay.
The name of the package has changed, and we have Standard and Standard Plus. So,
okay.
So, yeah.
And, yes, Stars. We need to talk about Stars a little bit. So Stars is a premium service. They have added that to our lineup. So that is something that we used to hear a lot about when we first launched our TV product. We were not offering Stars. I do believe there's some cowboy stuff on there, some Western things. And so there's new offerings available with this as well. So,
well, what about... you know, the internet service that you provide, obviously, that's, the fiber that is second to none that we
like
get here. Anything has to be adjusted there? I mean, for this new box to come in, what are we looking at?
Well, as a company, we've been looking at this for a while now. The lifestyles have changed over the years with the internet at home. We're using more and more internet. If you're on a bundled package right now, your base plan is 150 megabytes per second, both upload and download. That will automatically change to 300. So we're going
automatically.
When we make this change, you're going to double your speed for your internet.
The minimum that households need has changed.
Absolutely.
And that's why you're making the change. It's not necessarily because of this.
Exactly.
Package.
No. What you guys are using at your home now is way different than it was 4 years ago, 5 years ago. So we're seeing more need. And so we're able to offer that. And it's a benefit to our customers. So we're doubling the speed of the internet for
people may have their first question be, well, you're doubling my internet. Are you doubling my price?
Yeah. Absolutely not. We're trying to keep it as close to what it is as possible. And that's one thing we've been getting calls, and we sent a postcard out, and we're asking people to call. And, boy, have they called.
That's good, though.
It is fantastic.
Yeah, get them informed.
Yes. Yeah, and that's exactly right. So they've called. In fact, Jordan and I have been working – calling everybody, they leave a message because we can't get to them, and we're trying to get them called back. We're about a day and a half behind, which is a good problem to have. So one, they're excited, but two, it tells you how important TV is to people and their channels. And so now I've got rambling. I forgot what was your question.
Oh, was the internet
price
and the price
and the price? Yeah. So what they are most interested in the channels and the price. And so we can with a phone call, we can alleviate that issue. We can tell you exactly what you're on now and what changes that would make, which as of right now, nothing. And then price. And price is up in the air a little bit depending on what each customer has. We're seeing some that have a slight increase $5-6 a month, which I know to some is a big increase. A lot of people are staying around the same. There has been some customers that have been able to go down a little bit just because they don't need a whole home DVR anymore. They're paying for a whole home DVR. Now they just need to pay for the box, and it's less money, so they're able to save a little bit of money.
And the beauty of this application is that you are able to stream it on Amazon Fire Sticks. So if you have an Amazon Fire Stick today, you can stream it there. So you can use that. Smart TVs that were manufactured after 2019, you have the ability to download this application. That then negates the need for a set-top box that today people are paying $5 for. So by calling in and really spending some time with Brad and Jordan, and I'm so pleased, I hear Brad and Jordan every day, all day long. They really are taking the time to walk through the services that customers have. I heard Brad say the other day, you know, you're paying for taxes and fees on a telephone number. Are you really using that telephone number anymore? We're seeing that more and more. So he's able to really walk through with a customer and ask the questions of, do you need that? Or do you have to have five of these Evo boxes? Could you get away with maybe two of the Evo boxes because you have a smart TV and you already have an Amazon Fire Stick? So the guys are taking a lot of time and walking through that. And again, I keep talking. We keep saying our customer service is above none. So thank you, guys. I appreciate that, by the way.
Oh, my pleasure.
So this is happening, and the transition, how long is the transition going to be in play before people have a deadline?
We do have a deadline.
Jelinda may want to get into this a little bit better, but our technology with our current boxes, our boxes are old. I mean, you don't think so, but we started this in 2013. So 11, 12-year-old boxes.
Yeah, technology-wise, yeah.
Correct.
It's antiquated.
So it's not getting support from the manufacturers anymore. And so we had a decision to make, and it was to go one way or go this way. And we felt as a company we had this ability to go with these Evo boxes, and that's the way we were going to go. And so at some point in time here, and we're trying to get everybody done by August 1st.
Okay.
But at some point in time in August, the TV boxes will – the current set-top boxes will not be working.
They will die.
They will die.
They go. Okay. They go
end
dark.
End of life.
So, end of life. That's exactly
so,
right.
So you turn on your TV, and you're going to get the old static. So –
never a good thing.
Never a good thing.
That can be the end of the life of our first segment. Let's take our break. You're listening to the On Air Chat. We're brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. This is KVOE. We are live and local.
Warmer weather means it's time to tackle those spring and summer construction projects. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction is proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001. Join Ron Thomas and Chuck Samples Monday through Friday at 7:15 for the Newsmaker segment. A different guest and topic daily on KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
KVOE live and local, and time now for a look at headlines being brought to you by Jan Utech with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. With the experience to get the job done in today's real estate market. From the 24-hour KVOE newsroom and a look at all the latest local headlines, here is Chuck Samples.
Good morning, everybody. Probation was the sentence handed down yesterday for a teenager found guilty of two separate cases of arson from earlier this year. Justin Hines had pleaded no contest to two counts of arson after fires were set January 17th and January 22nd, both heavily damaging Moore's Greenhouse outside of Guion's Showcase. The Bird scooter zipping around Emporia the past 3 years will be, pardon the pun, flying away soon. Bird has announced that it will be ending its local presence March 31st. And Emporia State University has a new director for its theater department. Aubrey Wilson graduated from Emporia State with a Bachelor of Art in Theater with a minor in communication. She also has a teaching positions and a Master of Fine Arts from the University of Iowa. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team. Really not a bad day today. Calm and 52. We'll see clear skies and relatively calm conditions tonight and 31. A little breezier tomorrow, warmer at 66. Quite a bit breezier and warmer yet for Friday and a high of 75. I'm Chuck Samples, KVOE News.
Currently, we do have a light north breeze, sunny skies, 35 degrees at KVOE Live and Local. Headlines were brought to you this hour by JNU Tech with RE/MAX Eck Real Estate. For buying or selling a home or property, contact Jan at 620-343-5100.
Welcome back to the On Air Chat. Ron Thomas, Aaron Harder hosting. Brad Stewart and Jalinda Watts from ValueNet are with us and talking about the rollout of Sparklight TV app. Let's get into the good stuff of this app. Obviously, the technology is going to be... I know you made quite a few technology upgrades, even though the boxes are from 2013-ish, just with the ability of upgrading the user's experience on the guide and stuff. But I'm sure this box holds much, much more, even though it's much, much smaller.
Yep. It does a really... a lot of features that I really like. I mentioned more on demand. Obviously, you can search shows and movies on demand and watch that. But the guide is very quick and clean. Arrow up and down. It's got numbers, obviously, to go to a specific channel. One thing I like is you know, we're never on time for anything that works out perfectly. So if you get home and make dinner and then decide to go downstairs and watch TV, it's 7:15 or 8:15, and the show that you're on is started at 8 o'clock. This new feature has a ability to come up and gives you a chance to start that program from the beginning. So you can watch an 8 o'clock show starting at 8:15, or if the KU game started at 8 o'clock, and I missed the first 20 minutes, I can start it from the beginning and watch it just like live, just like it is live.
So basically, a little learning curve on how to make that happen.
Yep, very, and it comes up a lot when you turn change the channel.
Okay.
It'll come right up the bottom, and it doesn't stay on very long, so it's not intrusive. But if I wanted to do that, it gives you the option. Your built-in DVR to all boxes now. Before, you had to purchase either a DVR or a whole home DVR for an additional charge.
Okay.
And you were limited on what you could record and when and that type of thing. Right now, we've got all the boxes have DVR capability, so you don't pay any extra for that. It comes with the box of 200 hours of programming, and it's all cloud-based. And so it doesn't matter what box you're on. It's your account. So you can be on the downstairs TV and record the game and then come back later on at the upstairs TV and view it from there or vice versa.
So is there a limit to the amount of devices you can pull content in with?
We limit it to six streams.
Six?
Yep.
Okay.
Six. Yep. Yes. So you could do three TVs, one phone, one tablet. And then you'd have a fifth that you could, you know, an Echo show or any type of tablet. So yeah, you do six streams.
Another great functionality of the box and the remote itself is the ability to have all of your apps downloaded onto this box, and it eliminates that confusion, that customer confusion that can happen when you're having to hit that source or that input button to get to HDMI 1, HDMI 2, HDMI 3. I don't know what I plugged my thing into. So this eliminates that, and you're able to access all of those from just a single remote from the box. So I think I listen to my husband. We do a lot of binge watching, and I think every night he touts, "This is just amazing. You know, this is just so easy." And that is coming from somebody who doesn't like change all that much. But we got Dave Watts on board, so.
Well, hey. Yeah.
That is saying something.
Quite a testimonial right there.
Put that at the, and I'm guessing, at the front of your billboards.
I should.
But, you know, that has been some concern with some customers in the past that they can get over to HDMI 2 and watch a DVD player or back in the old days, a VCR player.
Yeah.
But they'd have trouble getting back to where they want to get to get back to the TV service.
I still do.
Yeah.
I'm there.
Sometimes it's
frustrating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it allows pretty much all the streaming functions to go onto one box. You don't need to go to the different HDMIs, and you're right there. So you want to go to Hulu. You go to Hulu, you watch your show or movie, you go back to the Sparklight TV app, or then I'm going to go to Netflix now. Okay, I can go to Netflix. I can go back. It gives you the option to doing that all on one remote control.
So when people call ValueNet Fiber now and want information, want to set up a time, how long is it taking right now? You put on a list at this point? How's that going to work?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
Yeah, it is a great question. We've been joking around. At the end of, we're unable right now, just because in fairness of calling, if you called on Monday, I want to try to get them called back before somebody that called in on Tuesday.
Sure.
So we're trying to call in order. But the end of the day, we go back through unfortunately, we're not able to take live calls right now for this service. You know, if you're calling, and that's the sales line. I'm not talking customer service line. Customer service line can get in no problem. But we have a specific number on our postcard that we put out. And Jordan and I are on the phone. We're unable to get that phone call. It automatically goes to a voicemail. That customer has been leaving a voicemail.
But you just said you're calling them back a day and a half.
Exactly. Okay. I want to make sure it's not going to – they're going to be called in order they came in.
Still
or try
do call,
to.
Please.
Yes. Please keep calling. Leave a message. Jordan and I will be working through it. Jordan's got a little bit longer list than I do just because I'm doing other things and he can handle it a lot quicker than I can. But he and I will call you. And then we'll get that information. And right then and there is we kind of do an audit of your account. So if you've got like Jen Linda said earlier, I have a landline telephone that I haven't used in 4 years. Do you want to keep paying? And it may be free. It may be depending on the situation.
That was my question. You know, we still have one basically because it's
free
with the package.
But you're paying about $6 in taxes and fees with that.
Yeah.
So, is it
worth it to you to pay that? Mm-hmm. Some people say, I just want to keep it. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. You can keep it. But if you're looking to cut in costs, that's $6 right there that you can wipe away the board for something you aren't using anyway. So we'll do an audit of your account right then and there. Are you using – you're paying for 4 set-top boxes. Well, I really only watch 2. The other 2 are just in the back bedrooms, and nobody ever watches them. Well, you can make your decision if you want to keep that. It's $4 for each box. So we will do an audit of your account at that time. And if everything stays the same, we'll do the same. And we're going to schedule you right there. Jordan and I will put it on the schedule right there. So we're going to do it at April 28th at 10:30, and we'll remind you a day or two ahead, and away you go. So once we get to you and talk to you, we can get it on the books right then and there.
Okay. Easy enough, you know.
I was just going to talk about the tech experience.
Well, and that was my next follow-up question. You know, when working with ValueNet Fiber, once we get our day set, do we have to be home from noon until 6? How does that work? I mean, with ValueNet Fiber. I mean,
okay.
People have had that experience before. Not with you, but...
No. That's the great thing about there's all kinds of TV shows and comedies about the cable guy coming anywhere from 8 to 12.
I do believe there's a great South Park one out there, by the way.
So we've always had our... appointments set within about a half hour time frame because sometimes the technician will have to do some work in the area before they come to the house. So it's usually going to be between 8:30 and 9, 10 and 10:30, 1 and 1:30. But between those 30 minute periods.
I am going to put a cautionary tale that for 12 years we have not allowed sales to touch our schedule with technicians. Okay. There was a reason why we didn't. But we have allowed Jordan and Brad to have access. Christy Davies, if you're listening, you got this, girl. So basically the boys, the guys, they're scheduling, and I'm just gonna put this out there. If they tell you they're coming at 1 and we show up at 9, that's on Brad, that's on Jordan, okay?
Oh, no.
Give us some grace. But
we finally got the schedule the way we want it. Jordan and I have been asking for this.
Yeah, they took it over, and they really took it over. Now it's their schedule, and the technicians will follow.
We're just living in their world. Yeah. So
you can do what I do with a ValueNet technician. I haven't needed one for a while, but I'd usually just either give them the code to the back door or meet them and show them what was done, and then they would say, be like, it's going to be about 6 minutes, and
yeah.
I'll be done.
Yeah.
We do right now with the technicians. We'll go back to the time. So, yes, we're trying very hard to schedule appointments and keep it within a 30-minute window. When the technicians get on site, we're finding that it's taking about 2 hours. And the reason that it's taking 2 hours is because of the education. And as people see the functionality, when the guys are installing it, they're like, ooh, I want to know more about that. Yeah. That looks amazing.
Yeah, show me all the features.
Show me all the features. So that's taking a little bit more time. Again, I'm going to go back to the urgency and the need to get 1,600 customers moved over as quickly as possible. We will eventually shorten that time frame down. We're just going to have to do that in order to get everybody over so that we don't risk going dark. So we're looking at what kind of YouTube videos, what kind of you know, educational things that we can put together that we can hand out to a customer on a QR code, and they can go and boom, this is how I want to use this functionality. So we are working through those things behind the scenes. So we did a rollout. I'll go back to, and I'm sorry, I'm not here to talk.
Oh,
I'm
going
to go
you're
ahead.
Fine. You're doing
Ron,
fine.
Ask what we tried to do with this rollout is we identified some friendly customers, and I'm going to name them by name. Sheila Steinkuhler, Kathy Patton, and Janice King were our first. And I just appreciate their patience because we were working out bugs, a lot of bugs.
A little beta testing.
We did. So we did some beta testing with some friendlies, and I appreciate everything. But we've learned a lot through that. You know, Janice would, I'm sorry, I'm calling all the time. No, that's what we needed. So we hope that we have vetted out all of those I gotchas. And so that way, what we do put together for self-education hopefully will be robust, and a customer can do it on their own. That's the end goal. But again, we're there and we'll remain there. So
we are hoping, she kind of mentioned it there, that if a customer would like to get on board sooner, mm-hmm. and we don't, let's just say I want to get it done right now. Well, with the overload of calls we've got in, April's pretty much done.
Sure.
Scheduled. Yeah. So if you want to come in and grab the box and go home and do a self-install, we're all for that. We do have some education information on that.
But it's like you said earlier, it's that easy. You unplug the old one and plug the new one in.
It really is.
That's exactly what it was with me. I did it myself. Don't laugh. I did it.
Good job, Jennifer.
Fine.
Good job, Jennifer.
She was nowhere around. But I literally unplugged my box, plugged the new one in, kept the same cords, HDMI, everything, and walked through the steps and it worked well. And if customers want to do that, more power to them. We'll be there to assist them as well. In fact, we're hoping that we'll have some customers that are confident enough to do that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can take it home, and I'm sure the interface is easy enough that you can still find the show that you want to find. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can just go search for it if you have to.
Correct.
And then if you have a question, one or two questions here or there, and don't need to see all 60 new features, you can always call customer support.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Self-installs.
Self-installs. Yep. Absolutely.
Drive by and throw it at you.
Good option to have.
No, Brad. We will have it sitting up front. They can come in. We will.
Just to be.
Oh, yeah.
Just
we'll throw it.
I'll catch it. My dog will catch it.
Pearls gotcha.
Yeah. Let's get our second break in. We'll come back here and wrap up the program. This is KVOE. We are live and local.
Warmer weather means it's time to tackle those spring and summer construction projects. When you need commercial dirt work, from demolition to prepare for a building site or parking lot to dirt work and hauling, Bruce Davis will give you a quality job. Bruce Davis Construction is proud to be involved in recent construction jobs, including the addition at Emporia High School, Emporia Travel Plaza, Glendale, and the David Trailer Zoo. Call Bruce Davis Construction at 620-342-5001.
We want you to feel good. Tune in for Feel Good Friday.
Making you feel good.
Friday after the local news during the 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. hours on KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
KVOE live and local, and time now for a look at sports headlines from the 24-hour KVOE newsroom, and a look at all the sports you need. Here is Dylan Sherwood.
Thanks, Sean, and good morning, everyone. The Pittsburgh State baseball team never trailed in a 13-6 victory over Emporia State yesterday in Pittsburgh. The Gorillas jumped out to a 9-0 lead through four innings, thanks to a 5-run second. Emporia State now 15-17, 6-11 in the MIAA. They return to action tomorrow to begin a 3-game series at Central Oklahoma. Emporia State junior Caden Evans announced on social media yesterday that he's entering the transfer portal. Evans spent the last three seasons at Emporia State playing in 92 games with 90 starts. He'll have one more year of eligibility at the future school of his choice. Emporia State senior Elijah Comether has been selected to play in the 2024 NABC Reese's Division II All-Star Game. It will take place on Friday at 6 p.m. in Evansville, Indiana. Comether is the first Hornet to be selected to play in the game. Emporia girls soccer team dropped its Titan Classic opener yesterday 2-1 to Salina Central. Neil Bennett scored the Lady Spartans' lone goal of the year. They'll play again tomorrow at 4 p.m. Emporia High girls swim and dive team finished in 8th in the Andover Central Invitational yesterday. Allison Weiss won the diving portion of the event, score of 2:30.75. 200-yard freestyle relay of Taylor Cunningham, Adea Hefner, Bailey Wilson, Ryan Peake top finish on the swim side. They finished 7th. Emporia High travels to Topeka tomorrow. And Kansas Athletics announced details for its spring football showcase yesterday. It will be held on Friday, April 12th at 7 p.m. at Rock Chalk Park in Lawrence. That's sports. I'm Dylan Sherwood, KVOE, live and local.
Thank you, Dylan. And for all the latest sports news, information, and our on-air schedule, make sure you check out the sports page at KVOE.com.
Welcome back to the on-air chat. Aaron Harder, Ron Thomas hosting. The ValueNet / Sparklight folks are in the house, and let's get right into that. Sparklight purchased ValueNet.
July of 2020.
July of 2020. COVID did not scare them from doing that. What has changed? We know customer service has not changed because it's local.
And that's what everybody, that's what freaked everybody out. It freaked us all out, you know? A company you're competing with comes in and buys you, what's going to happen? But the good news on all fronts is we're all still here out there on West Highway 50. The same people that have been there forever, and we've got a couple, three great people still, I think, left from the Sparklight office have come on, and they've just – we've all fit right in, and our, we've always said it every time. If we come in every day and our main goal and our main function is what can we do for our customer, what's our customer needs are, and what are we doing for them to alleviate any issues they have, that's the number one goal right there. And that hasn't changed. Go ahead.
And I think from a Sparklight perspective, the experience with Sparklight when we came onto the scene, you know, they had their challenges here in Emporia, and then ValueNet Fiber comes in and we have this wonderful, just utopian world, you know. And so obviously the experience and the customer, you know, how Sparklight customers were being treated in Emporia, Kansas, just slowly really tapered off, because at that point Sparklight had realized we lost that system. So essentially, Sparklight will tell you, we did not do a good job. We failed Emporia, Kansas. And so,
formerly Cable One, by the way.
Formerly Cable One, formerly Time Warner. Yeah. So, you know, they made it very, very clear. And I remember when Rick and Stormy had gone out to Phoenix and came back, and Rick looked me in the eye and he said, they really do have it in their heart of hearts that they want to treat their associates and they want to treat their customers well. He said they didn't do a great job here towards the end, but that truly is what we are hearing when we sit in front of them. So if you fast forward 3 years, really nothing has changed. They've learned and they are making adjustments on their side as well. And they have looked at us and, quite frankly, saw how we have handled the system here. And I think it's been a positive on both sides. And I will go back to this application. ValueNet alone would have been in trouble because of the cost that are out of our control with our TV system being so antiquated. We would have been in trouble by ourselves. But because we are one of the family of brands for Cable One and Sparklight, they had this app out there. They had this technology. They had rolled it out the last couple of years into some of their systems. And I will tell you, it wasn't a success in the early days for them. But they are the ones that went out and researched this evolution box, and they realized, okay, we've got to do things better. So they are making changes, and because of them, we're now able to roll out this application, and quite frankly, we're excited about it. So having that backing and that ability, that's been a very positive, and it's a win. It's a win for all of us.
Yeah, indeed. And you know, as far as negotiating with you know, TV networks, that is always a tough thing because we have heard from you in the past when we see rate increases, and they happen quite often, and not your fault, but right. Just when you have to deal contractually
yes.
with these TV stations, it's a tough go, isn't it? That's a full-time really gig that's right
the,
there.
That's the toughest thing we deal with every day is we know everything in this world is going up. Nothing is going down price-wise. You know, cars, clothes, food, everything. And the one thing we fight every day is the cost of the content that we provide our customers. The ESPNs of the world and the TNTs of the world and the WIBWs and KSNTs out of Topeka are going up each negotiation period. We do have a little bit of better negotiating power now with being through Sparklight. They've got so sure. many thousand subscribers compared to us, but it's still a fight. And so they go through their negotiations when the contracts are up and try to find a fair price for both sides. And at that time, the company has a decision to make whether, okay, we pay this amount or we lose the channel. And if you don't want to lose that channel, then you have to make a decision, okay, we're gonna pay the content provider, and then that passes on to the consumer long run. So
hard position to be put in.
It is. You're going to tick people. You take ESPN away, they're going to be ticked off. You raise their price, they're going to be ticked off.
Something we're dealing with right now is Bally Sports. We dropped Bally yeah. Sports yeah. December 31st. Simply their financial situation and the negotiations, it wasn't going to make sense for us to continue to pay what they were asking.
And so you get a lot of
we are getting a lot of calls. We
really?
Are, yeah. Because I right think now, opening day is opening tomorrow. Yeah.
Or are they the only – are they're the Royals? They're carrying the Royals this year?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yes, they are.
Well, we thought somebody would bail them out last year.
Well,
June or
exactly.
July.
Correct.
No. Correct.
But they are able to get it through Amazon Prime is carrying the Royals games. And if they need help with a box that they can stream that – we have a box that they have where they can put Amazon Prime on there.
Just call 620-208-1000.
Yep.
Or if you want to,
the price of that be?
1000, 5000.
We have a special number for this product.
1000. Jordan and I, 1000. The amount of calls that we've got per day the last several days.
And Jordan right now, or if you want to skip the line, just walk in and talk to Jordan.
There you go.
Just putting
and
that out there.
And you can grab the box and take it home.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Well, and the we've talked about the evolution of TV and how we consume it. I don't know if you've been following the NFL winter meetings.
Yes,
I
have.
It's hard not to because it's not really winter, but they not only changing the kickoff, but they're putting two games on Wednesday now, on Christmas Day. So there will be four teams that play three games in 11 days. That'll be great. And two games are going to be streaming only this year.
Yeah, I
see. I think the opener is on Peacock. And there's another, maybe one of the Christmas Day games is only on Prime.
Yep.
So the market's shifted. If the NFL's doing it, it's definitely shifting.
Yep.
Right.
And they started that with the playoff game this year with the Chiefs was on Peacock.
And they
right.
saw the success,
yeah.
so
yep.
they're going to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wasn't subscribed, and it's still on my TV.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why they paid the money.
Yep.
It's like we joke around all the time, but TV is evolving. What you're doing with TV 2 years ago, you're not doing now. Or
sure.
3 years ago.
So were the Royals on FS1 last year?
No, two years ago.
It's been Bally's for the last couple of years.
Okay.
And I think Bally's purchased the regional sports network, which is RSN or whatever.
Which was the FS1s.
FS1s.
Fox Sports Midwest.
Yeah, Fox Sports Midwest. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's been on Bally's the last couple of years, I think.
Well, that's unfortunate that that's not going to be.
I'm sorry.
You know where it still is, Ron?
What's that?
You know where it still is?
It's still on the radio. And by the way, radio is still free.
Woohoo!
Okay.
It is.
Okay, we have no price increase here.
That's none. Right. See, you're talking everything's going up except for the cost of
except
radio.
Except for us. Yeah.
The cost of the car that you're listening to the radio on.
that went up,
but,
yes.
But the radio is free.
Yes. Well, you can get it on your phone now.
Yeah.
Oh, but the cost of the phone went up, too. Yeah. You're right.
Oh.
Exactly. Well, technology changing constantly and quickly. You guys know that. And this is certainly the ball is rolling now.
Yep. So. Yep. We appreciate the opportunity to come in and give us a call. It may take a couple of days, but Jordan and I will get you called back. We'll be able to do an audit of your account and figure out what you've got now, what you need. And to be honest with you, if people don't like change, they don't have to change what they're doing independently at all. It can be simplified with our box, but besides the changing of the box, nothing else they're doing needs to change. So
things
don't be afraid of it. That's right.
Exactly.
Change for the better.
Absolutely.
And of course, that second to none quality ValuNet fiber internet service that we are fortunate to have. And I'll just share this again. You know, Blake Cripps is our new sports guy. Came here from Wichita, and he just raves about the internet from ValuNet Fiber coming out of Wichita and Cox Cable. He said, there's no comparison whatsoever. You guys are spoiled here,
yeah.
He said.
Yeah.
The vision of Steve and Rick and Stormy and Bob, it's pretty amazing to be a part of.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very lucky here to have the service and have that available. Yeah.
Forward thinking. Here we are, and we're forward thinking again. Let's change the way you watch TV.
There we go.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, I got one more. Just a complaint. It is not anything you can handle, but this happened so many years ago, but to lose Channel 12 out of Wichita and to lose Fox 4 out of Kansas City was the biggest injustice TV-wise ever around here.
I know
you have absolutely nothing to do with that, but, you know, from a weather thing, you know, it's going to be able. You can still get Channel 12 weather, I guess.
That's
Channel
correct.
12, but to lose those channels out of Kansas City and Wichita, you know,
well, and
head shaker to me.
What they do with the towers and turning down the signal. I mean, we used to be able to put an antenna up and you could get it. I mean, it's what they've done.
Yeah.
I used to watch Topeka and have no problem getting it, but the power just slowly got turned down and. Yeah, they control a lot.
It was kind of nice to get the Wichita.
Oh, I miss WDAF.
Yeah, yeah. I do too. I mean,
that was my favorite station.
It was good to know what's going on in Kansas City.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
so, anyway, all right, I got that off my chest.
You're fine. You're
okay.
Fine.
Duly noted, Ron. Duly
right.
noted.
Thanks.
They agree.
Wholeheartedly.
Once again, the content controllers control it.
Call your congressman or senator.
Yeah, senator. Schreiber and Longbine. We can give you. We can hand you. Call 620-208-1000, and they'll give you their numbers. Thanks, Jordan.
In a day or two.
Yeah. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for listening to the On Air Chat. We've been brought to you by Bruce Davis Construction. For commercial dirt work, demolition, dirt hauling, and more, call Bruce Davis Construction 620-342-5001. Sean has some tunes coming up for you next here on KVOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. We are live and local.
Proud to be a part of Emporia, the founding city of Veterans Day.
To all veterans of the United States of America.
14 KVOE, 96.9 FM.
America thanks you for your service.
Live and local.